This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, I know I said up at the top of the program we're not going to talk about budget deficits, and we're not, but we are going to talk around them, because one of the big policy debates we're having in this country right now is about the social safety net. Nobody likes to talk publicly about needing it, about needing help. But that safety net has very public consequences, because depending on how you define it, a lot of it is paid for by we the people. So today we're going to start our own exploration of that topic, an occasional series we're going to call Show Me Your Safety Net. To get us going, Chrissy Clark from the Wealth and Poverty Desk gets up close and personal.
A man named Richie Gayona is in his backyard looking up at a woman who is quivering on a platform 30 feet in the air. And that woman is me.
How do you feel?
I'm a little shaky.
Good.
Gayona is a fourth-generation acrobat. He runs a trapeze school out of his house in Woodland Hills, California.
Okay, can we just go over what I'm going to do one more time?
I'd ask Gayona to give me a crash course, no pun intended, in trapeze, and now I'm freaking out.
But you know what? There's a net below you.
Thank God.
All right, reach for the bar.
Before I reach for the bar that's swinging toward me, let's pause and talk about that safety net I'm looking down at. It's really why I'm here. I figured a good way to launch a discussion about metaphoric safety nets would be to try out an actual one. But first, I wanted the basics. Richie Gayona's net is made of nylon. It's 55 feet long.
It spreads out to about 12 feet wide.
What is the point of a safety net?
That's a funny question. It's for when we do tricks. We can have the confidence to do all those tricks and not worry about dying.
Okay, then. And if you talk to policy wonks instead of acrobats, you actually get a very similar definition. Here's a sociologist from Northwestern University named Celeste Watkins-Hayes.
Safety nets are there to ensure that there's a basic floor that provides resources for everyone's survival.
Of course, safety nets cost money. A real one, according to my trapeze teacher, Gayona, goes for
almost $5,000.
The cost of a metaphoric safety net is obviously way bigger. And that's where a lot of the debate comes in. Here's Watkins-Hayes again.
Resources for low-income families often end up on the chopping block when there are conversations about budget cuts.
Monies for the social safety net do not come from heaven. They come from taxes.
That's Richard Birkhauser, an economist at Cornell and a fellow with the American Enterprise Institute.
Americans believe that anybody who works hard and plays by the rules shouldn't be poor. But we basically made too many promises based on the taxes that are there to provide for them, and we have to make some decisions about how to balance those systems.
Which brings us to the subject of bounce. The best safety nets have a little bounce, which makes them safer and softer to fall into, as one of Richie Gayona's youngest acrobats, Gabby, explains.
The net is like a gigantic, like, bed, like a gigantic hammock.
But Gayona's got a class to run, so no one gets to stay in the net too long.
They get shoved off.
Shoving isn't a word Birkhauser, the economist from Cornell, would use. He prefers nudge. But he thinks getting people out of the safety net is important. What the welfare reforms of the 1990s did, he says, with more work incentives, and what he hopes will happen with more programs in the future.
Nudge people into the workforce, which is what society expected of them.
That's, of course, controversial, but controversy is woven into the safety net, metaphoric nets and real ones. Richie Gayona points to the issue of going without a net. Turns out, it only happens in the movies. In real life?
Some nets are black, you know, so it blends in with the audience. In some shows, you don't even see the net.
The same goes for the metaphoric safety net. Suzanne Mettler argues this point in her book, The Submerged State.
It's really a bit of a smoke and mirrors.
Mettler says usually when people think of the safety net, they think of policies for the poor, elderly, or disabled. But she says there's a less obvious safety net that helps middle class and wealthier people. Tax deductions on mortgage interest that reward homeowners but not renters. Tax deductions on savings accounts for college that go to people who have enough money to save.
Our policy design is obscuring government's role in helping people out to do particular things.
Another funny thing about safety nets, if you've always had one to catch you, it's easier to take it for granted. Since Richie Gayona grew up in a circus family, the Flying Gayonas, he knows the net will catch him.
To me, it doesn't even click that it's there, because it's been there all my life.
Celeste Watkins-Hayes, that sociologist from Northwestern, says it's the same for people who grew up in well-off families.
getting assistance from parents to buy the first home, help paying for college. Those kinds of things kind of create an invisible private safety net so that if you do fall on hard times, you've got a wealth of assets that you can call upon to help protect you.
Ready, set.
And so here I stand, 30 feet in the air, with visions of too many kinds of safety nets flying through my head, looking down at an actual one.
Jump!
Jump!
There you go! All right.
I scream, but I do manage to hold on to the trapeze bar. Then I'm upside down, reaching for the outstretched arms of my catcher, and I don't make it the first time. But I never would have tried if I didn't have that net. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.
What helped you climb up or bounce back, as the case may be, when things got rough? Go to marketplace.org and click on Safety Net. Let us know.